Thanks for downloading Inheritance Tracks. This was first broadcast in 2008, and you can hear more every week on Saturday Live, BBC Radio 4's top live Saturday live morning radio programme from 9.
Our subject, or indeed object, for Inheritance Tracks this week is the author of Schindler's Ark, the book which formed the basis for the film Schindler's List. Born in Australia in the 1930s, Thomas Keneally entered St Patrick's Seminary to train as a Catholic priest before becoming first a schoolteacher and then a novelist. It was his chance meeting at a shop in Beverly Hills when Keneally went to buy a briefcase that set him onto the trail of Oscar Schindler. And in his latest book, Searching for Schindler, he writes about the process of discovering what happened to Oscar and his family after the war. But it was a chance encounter with the Saturday Live team that led to a far more important discovery, his Inheritance Track choices.
The song I inherited is Danny Boy.
Oh, Danny Boy, the pipes are calling.
There might be something slightly meretricious in Danny Boy, but that doesn't stop me liking it. Danny Boy is remarkable because of its wistfulness. It's a characteristic Celtic song in that it's rather necrophiliac and death-obsessed, and the impossibility of love across the barrier of death. But it was a song I heard sung by Irish priests at St. Patrick's Day in the bush.
What can be back when summer's in the meadow?
There was a young Irish priest who was a tenor who sang it as a party piece, and it was very splendidly rendered. And then, of course, it was sung by most of my grandparents and uncles and all the rest of it. I think people of Irish background tend to sing it a lot, as it's when you've had a few drinks, it's one of the first songs to break through to the lips.
I love you so.
At home, our music tended to be either British, Irish, or other folk songs. And then there was peculiar Australian songs that are known only to Australians, but were very much treasured at that time. Songs with titles like The Road to Gundagai, I'm Going Back Again to Yarrawonga, with the glorious second line, In Yarrawonga, I'll Linger Longer. And these were the popular songs that recurred in my childhood.
But I will hear through soft you tread above me.
The exhortation to kneel by the grave and whisper that you love the person in the grave. They were very impressive to an imaginative little asthmatic in the Antipodes. The song trembles between despair and exaltation, and between earthly love and love beyond the grave. It's a glorious tune.
I'll simply sleep in. Until you come to me.
If I were on a scaffold and had to make the choice quickly, I would say Kiri Te Kanawa's version of the songs of the Auvergne, Bolero. It would be a splendid song to pass on to one's children and grandchildren, who, thank God, are going to have more sophisticated tastes than me. As well as being an extraordinary vocal challenge, it has such a sense of place. It's so beautiful. It demands so much of the singer. And if I passed it on to them, they would think, what a beautiful song, A. And B, they would think, the old fellow was more cultivated than we ever thought. When I first heard them in my 20s, I was bowled over and have been a fan of them ever since. It has a mysterious regionalism in that it is, these are ancient songs of the Auvergne, but they could be ancient songs from anywhere. And I do tend to love songs that have a bit of a history. Unlike most people on earth, I hate to say this, it will betray my musical ignorance, but I think it all went wrong with rock and roll. I think if we hadn't had rock and roll, I'd be a happy man. I certainly was able to do it when my daughters were young, sneak a bit of kiri into their diet, and I've tried to do the same thing with the grandchildren. There was one morning we're listening to a radio program, and my granddaughter in the back seat of the car listening to some very discordant modern piece said, Tommy, they call me Tommy, they have no respect, Tommy, you can't tell me that's a good tune. And I said, well, it's a modern piece, you got to listen to it a bit. They try to get music out of clashing sounds. And she said, yes, but you can't tell me it's a good tune. She never complains at Bolero. I think that because my family knows that I like the songs of the Auvergne, it would be very reminiscent of times we've spent together. And I hope it makes my daughters think, yes, the old sod introduced us to this stuff. And thank God he did, because this stuff is exquisite.
You've been listening to Inheritance Tracks from Saturday Live. There are many more to treasure and enjoy on the BBC Radio 4 website, where you can also download Desert Island Discs.